Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Chemotherapy involves chemical agents and drugs that attempt to disrupt cancer cell growth and hopefully kill cancer cells. Did you know chemo was first developed as a U.S. Army poison gas program during World War II? Chemotherapy attempts to interrupt the cancer progression in the body. Normal cells know when to stop growing, but cancer cells ignore the body signals to stop growth. If not controlled or killed, the cancer cells disrupt normal cell functions, including natural cell growth and multiplication and replacement of normal tissue of organs. Chemo is also utilized to shrink the cancer tumor size prior to surgery, with an objective to make removal less invasive and more effective. Chemotherapy is sanctioned therapy when cancer is spread beyond where it began or metastasized. Success rates for chemotherapy have been highest in ovarian, testicular, and Duke C cancers. Are you aware the medical profession considers cancer cured if a patient is cancer-free for 5 years after treatment, even if cancer reoccurs in year six? While certainly a positive, in my opinion, the word cure should equate to gone, with cancer no longer present anywhere in any amount. If you choose chemotherapy as a cancer treatment, you should ask, will my treatment include a combined therapy of two or more chemotherapy drugs? Will my treatment also include radiation? What side effects should I expect based on the chemotherapy drugs I'll receive? What are my options to manage or prevent side effects? Are the options to avoid side effects taken before, during, or after chemotherapy? Chemo has risk. Chemo suppresses the immune response, while studies indicate chemo patients are 14 times more likely to develop leukemia and 6 times more likely to develop cancer of the bones, joints, and soft tissue. Most forms of chemo also cause vitamin A depletion and interfere with intestinal vitamin K absorption needed for proper blood density. Dermatitis on the skin is common, while red blood cell levels needed for energy are almost always lowered after chemo. Nausea, pallor, fatigue, and hair loss are frequent chemo side effects. Chemotherapy agents are recognized carcinogens, and that's a cancer-causing agent, and that means a decision to utilize chemotherapy is based on assuming a higher probability of reward in fighting cancer than risk of other health issues from known potential chemo side effects. Risk versus reward is a major personal issue in using chemo in cancer treatment. MG beta-glucan for many is beneficial as a nutritional normalizer to immune cells, with immune cells being your defense against chemo collateral damage while promoting white and red cell replenishment for energy and providing negative side effect reduction. Choose well. Choose NSC MG Beta Glucan. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com. Chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery are all words none want to hear. A poison placed in your body or a skin incision create unwanted side effects for elimination of a greater danger. Immune cells often are damaged, including white and red needed for protection, plus energy and oxygen delivery. To nutritionally assist, NSC CoQ10 plus NSC 100 Extra Strength Immunition Glucan 60 Count are offered together at half price of $79.95. Call 888-541-3997 or NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Being in end times with war, plagues, fires, earthquakes, and challenges to Christians worldwide can create huge stress. Stress can make you sick if you don't claim the peace of Christ and ask for calm through the Holy Spirit. Do it. Now go in good faith. And remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can't.